check.
Gather around, drag up the stool. Time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now,
since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again. You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. I love
you. $100 smoking my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole. Right through my pocket and into my skin.
Beep, beep.
Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend.
It's finally Friday, I'm out of control.
Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
All we want to do is pop. You
are. I got a little sugar baby down the road. She's sitting on a radio and rocking on gold. We'll dance up a storm and later on tonight. We'll be working on doing all the wrong things.
Right. That's right.
It's finally Friday.
Free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend.
It's finally Friday.
I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
I'll be back.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You're naked, is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Stop that. You go blind. It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge!
Oh, my pussy, get a belly.
Here we are. Welcome to Liberty Lounge. Let me turn my deal up just a little bit. There we go. That ought to be a little bit better. Yeah, I see we're a little lacking in the chat room there. Gee, well, and everybody that matters is here, I guess. NM Glock, Radio Doc. I don't know where in the world everybody else is at, but we're going to have a good time nevertheless, regardless of how many show up. We've still got the podcast and all the live streaming going on, so it'll be all right. This is I've got kind of a mixture of stuff tonight. I don't have a theme tonight. We're not doing anything. Well, I do, I guess. It's 3 days here before 9/11, September 11th. So we've got a few songs we're going to dedicate to that. We have here in Vernon, we've got a 9/11 memorial event coming up tomorrow night. Tomorrow night. And it's as close to the 11th as we could get. So we had to do on a Saturday, so we're doing it on the 9th. And we're going to do a flag retirement ceremony at the end and just patriotic music, a little patriotic program and barbecue sandwiches and just kind of get together and have a little fun and kind of commemorate what went on there. And so the music is going to be quite a mixture tonight. We don't have any particular thing, so it's going to bounce around quite a bit. Some of you'll be tickled with some of it, and some of you won't with others. And so we'll see what happens. So I want Susie B's not even here. Well, she may be. She might be listening on Zia. So she asked me on Facebook, she said, "Are you going to play good music tonight?" And I said, "Well, I always do. Play good music every night, every Friday." So All right, we'll get started on that here in a minute. All right, NM Glock, I understand. If you have to, you have to. And hang in there as long as you can. I told you guys that, Radio Doc, we might do a little experiment in here. We might be able to make contact on radio from there. Maybe. I don't know. NM Glock and I did. We have very good, solid, reliable communication over to where he's at. So I'm not sure if I can reach a Megalink repeater from here or not. There may be one on Greenspeak that will reach. Chuck is looking into that. So if we can, if I can reach any of the Megalink repeaters, I'll be able to reach Farmington. So we might look into that later. I'm not sure. I don't remember if you told me if you ever got your license yet or not. And by the way, how's your sweetie down in Florida? I hope everything is going all right. It's not looking good for those folks down there. They've got no way out right now. If they're not out by now, they're not getting out. There's no gas and gridlock everywhere. They're locked up tight. And if this is as serious as they're saying, then the death toll might be pretty rough. So mention these folks heavily in your prayers tonight and for the next few days here till this gets over with. I think they've got a pretty rough time ahead of them there. So, all right. Well, I think we'll get started now. Let me play a song or two here and everybody kind of ponder on, does everybody know where you were at and what you were doing and everything when, on 9/11? Hang on just a second. I need to change this. There we go. Yeah, I remember distinctly. I tell this story every year, but I was working for an outfit in Albuquerque called Kelly Cable. We did directional drilling under roads and stuff and pulled, fiber optic cable and, phone lines and power lines and whatever under roads. We could get up there and drill straight down in beside the sidewalk and turn it and level it out and go under the street and then pop it back up on the other side. And it's pretty interesting stuff, but we were in the shop loading up the trucks, getting ready to pull out, and I was standing in I don't remember the guy's name now. Anyway, I was standing in his office, and we saw the first one hit, and boy, that's tough. That's a bad deal. That's a stroke of bad luck there. And so we went ahead and loaded up the truck and went on out there and are headed out there. And about that time, the second one hit. And I decided it wasn't bad luck after all, and it wasn't just a coincidence. And about the time the second tower came down, I was glued to the radio in the truck on the job site, and guys were getting the tools out and getting ready to go, and I was just kind of hollering out the window and relaying the stuff to them. And about the time the second tower went down, I said, guys, just pack it up. Just put it all back in the truck and we're leaving, going back to the shop. And I called the boss. I don't know why in the hell I can't remember his name. But anyway, I called him and told him what was going on. And he said, what in the world? What is what went on out in New York possibly have to do with what's going on here? And I said, well, I'd be delighted to explain that to you here one of these days, but right now is not the time. He said, I'm going home to be with my family because I knew something was up. I was 80 miles from home, so I didn't know if there was going to be more attacks or what was going on. I wasn't going to hang around and see and then not be able to get home. So, we were already squared away. We didn't have any preparation to do, really. I drove into town on the way to town,
on the way back to where I lived, I say the way to town, I lived in a hell of a lot smaller town than I was coming from. So I was going to, I was living in the little town of Grants. And with my involvement with the militia and everything, the head of the New Mexico State Police Intelligence called me and said, so what are you guys going to do? And I said, about what? He said, well, all this going on, what kind of plans do you have? And I said, I plan to go home and get stretched out there with the family, maybe play some games and watch TV and see what happens. I don't think that was the answer he was looking for, but that's what I told him. And I stopped at Walmart on the way by and bought another flag, a couple of gallons of milk, and that was all in, went on home. And we set the day out there, and then I went back to Albuquerque and went back to work the next day. So I would think that most adults at this time, most adults over, 25 or 30, probably ought to remember that day pretty good. Younger ones, maybe not so much. I don't know. The radio doc, that's what I heard. Fuel is very, very scarce, and most of the roads are locked up. So, if this thing hits, it's supposed to hit sometime, I think, early in the morning, day after tomorrow, so less than 48 hours from now. And I think that, the seas will be heavy and the winds will be high and the rain will be torrential and everything before it even gets there. So I'm sure that they're already beginning to see some of this. The death toll last time I looked for this hurricane was at 10. That was yesterday when I looked at it, so I don't know what it is now. Harvey was up at least 70 the last time I looked. I think it'll be a long time before they figure out how many are dead from Harvey. That's just how many they know for sure. I think it may be a while. So, well, let's get started here, and we'll come back and talk a little more a little later.
People say we don't need this war, but I say there's some things worth fighting for. What about our freedom and this piece of ground? We didn't get to keep them by backing down. They say we don't realize the mess we're getting in. Before you start your preaching, let me ask you this, my friend. Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and her people blown away? Have you forgotten when those towers fell? We had neighbors still inside going through a living hell. Experts say if it was up to me, I'd show it every day. Some say this country's just out of looking for a fight. Well, after 9/11, man, I'd have to say that's right. Have you forgotten how it felt that day? Live.
Could have been the whiskey, might have been the gin. Could have been the 3 or 4 6-packs, I don't know. But look at the mess I'm in, my head's like a football. I think I'm gonna die. Tell me, me, oh my, oh, wasn't that a party? Someone took a grapefruit, wore it like a hat. I saw someone under my kitchen table talking to my old tom cat. They were talking about a hockey. The cat was talking back. Along about that, everything went right. I wasn't that hardy. I'm sure it's just my memory playing tricks on me. But I think I saw my buddy cutting down my neighbor's street. Could have been the whiskey. Could have been the 3 or 4 6-packs, I don't know. But look at the mess I'm in, my head's like a football. I think I'm gonna die. Tell me, oh my, oh, wasn't that a party? So you see your father, it was all in fun. That little bitty track meet down on Main Street was just to see if the cops could run. Well, they run into to see you in an alcoholic haze. I sure can use those 30 days to recover from the party. Could have been the whiskey, might have been the gin. Could have been the 3 or 4 6-packs, I don't know. But look at the mess I'm in, my head's like a football. I think I'm gonna die. Tell me, oh my, wasn't that a party? Could have been the whiskey, might have been the gin. Could have been the 3 or 4 6-packs, I don't know. But look at the mess I'm in, my head's like a football. Wasn't that a party? Wasn't that a party? Wasn't that a party? Wasn't that a party? Wasn't that a party?
Hey! But that crossed my mind a little too late, 'cause I was thinking a born to kill tattoo. Tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a half past two. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? That you gave a come and get me grin. And like a bullet, we were gone again. Cause I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking that a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling. Yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
All right, we're going to transition over here to the other music for a little while. Got several patriotic songs I'm going to play tonight, just because it's just because of what it is. Hey, Susie B finally made it in, just in time to go to the corner. Well, glad of that. Susie B, we're glad you joined us tonight anyway. I know this ain't your kind of music, but it's what it is. It's probably not ever going to be your kind of music, but you can always come by and say hi anyway. Okay, now, NM Glock is about to take the plunge. He has taken my advice there and studied up in the right places to get his ham license, and is going out to do that right away here, most Ricky Tick. And that's going to be awesome because we can sit and visit here whenever we want to. Now, we found a good, clear, easy way to, of course, we got to get through all the other crap there. We may have to do some of our visiting early in the morning or late in the evening, Chuck, you were going to look and see if there was any way that we had a Megalink repeater that would reach one of the Greens Peak repeaters. Did you ever find out about that? Because if you do, then that's going to open up a whole new world for us there. I haven't looked, checked into that, but we'll await your expert opinion there and see what happens. All right, I'm going to bounce over to the other mode of music here for a little bit, and that'll mean that there'll be more music and less talking, and that makes some of you happy, and some of you maybe not so much. But anyway, I'll be back here in a little bit.
You ask me why I love her? Well, give me time. I'll explain. Have you seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina Pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel at the Appalachia Mines? The call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? Look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from the bright Nevada sky? You hail to the Columbia as she rushes in the sea, or are you headed Gettysburg or struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Teton? Have you watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore in thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? You stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef. From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast, the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I've a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
Just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me, and I gladly stand up next to you when it meant her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
American girls and American guys will always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see your glory flying
There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage, and you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. All brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Hey, I forgot to mention something a while ago. It's a sad day in country music history today that Don Williams died. Don Williams had 17 number one hits. He was a 2010, he was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame, and he died today. Not sure where he was at, but anyway, born May 27th, 1939. So we'll definitely be playing a little Don Williams here tonight. We're sorry to hear that, for sure. That was quite the superstar, and he had his own style of music. Nobody played or sang like Don Williams. Edge of the Woods, Cavallo is not a long ways off for you, because Cavallo is directly connected to a repeater on Sandia Peak. So, yes, you can do that. But you don't need to. You can reach, you will. You'll need to go through Cavallo to reach the one in Alpine, because Alpine is not linked to Sandia. But you can reach Sandia. Sandia can reach Cavallo. And Cavallo can reach Reserve, and Reserve can reach Greenspeak, and Greenspeak can reach me. So that's how that'll work. I think we can do it. We'll have to check and see. But I'll bet we can figure it out, though. That'll be a good thing. If we do that, we'll need to start our own net so we can stay in contact, especially in these troubling times. We need to be able to keep in touch, all of us, as many of us here as we can talk into getting there. And Radio Doc, you never did, I don't remember if you answered me a while ago or not, if you ever got your license or not, but even if you didn't, in an emergency, you know, if everything goes to hell, well, we can sure we can sure communicate there. NM Glock, I heard something about that. I wasn't a, I like Montgomery Gentry pretty good. They've got a few songs I like. All right, man. You know, it's funny, Radio Doc, that, let me look here. I think that's one that, that I had queued up for play tonight too, is that song. So we'll get that on here in just a minute. All right. Well, that's enough of me, and that's not what you guys come here for. So I'll, get back with you here in a little while. We're going to get back into our music. So give me just a minute here to make our transition, and I'll be back.
Yeah. 'cause we both know that I'm not what you need. But I will always love you. I will always love you. And I hope life will treat you kind.
She took out pen and paper as to trace her memories. She looked up to heaven. The words she said were these.
She said, "Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him just one more time, you see, all I have are the memories and the moments to recall. So Lord, could you tell him he's more than a name on a wall?"
Said he really missed the family, being home on Christmas Day. And he died for God and country in a place so far away. I remember just a little boy playing war since he was three. Lord, this time I know he's not coming home to me.
She said, "Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him, but I know it just can't be. So I thank you for my memory and the moments to recall.
"Grandpa, what's this picture here? It's all black and white, and it ain't real clear. Is that you there?" He said, "Yeah, I was 11. Time for tough, back in 35, that's me and Uncle Joe just trying to survive a cotton farm in a Great Depression. If it looks like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other, you should have seen it in color. And this one here was taken overseas in the middle of hell in 1943 in the wintertime. You can almost see my breath. That was my tail gunner, old Johnny McGee. He was a high school teacher from New Orleans, and he had my back right through the day we left. If it looks like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other, you should have seen it in color. A picture's worth a thousand words, but you can't see what those shades of gray keep covered. You should have seen it in color. This one is my favorite one. This is me and Grandma in the summer sun, all dressed up the day we said our vows. You can't tell here, but it was hot that June. That rose was red and her eyes were blue. And just look at that smile, I was so proud. That's the story of my life, right there in black and white. And if it looks like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other, you should have seen it in color. You should have seen it in color.
Thou art, thou great thou art. with shouts of acclamation, and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration, and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul,
of gold, the certainty of growing old, that right is right and left is wrong, that north and south can't get along, that east is east and west is west, and being first is always best. But I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in Mom and Dad, and I believe in you. Well, I don't believe that heaven waits for only those who congregate. I like to think of God as love. He's down below, he's up above. He's watching people everywhere. He knows who does and doesn't care. And I'm an ordinary man. Sometimes I wonder who I am, but I believe in love. I believe in music. I believe in magic. And I believe I know with all my certainty what's going on with you and me is a good thing. It's true. I believe in you. I don't believe virginity is as common as it used to be, in working days and sleeping nights, that black is black and white is white, that Superman and Robin Hood are still alive in Hollywood, that gasoline's in short supply, the rising cost of getting by. But I believe in love. I believe in old folks. I believe in children. I believe in you. I believe in love. I believe in babies.
I believe in Mom and Dad, and I believe in you.
He was sitting there, his brush in hand, painting waves as they danced upon the sand. With every stroke, he brought to life the deep blue of the ocean against the morning sky. I ask him if he only painted ocean scenes. He said, for $20, I'll paint you anything. Could you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. You could paint me a Birmingham. He looked at me with knowing eyes, and took a canvas from a bag there by his side. Picked up a brush and said to me, son, just where in this picture would you like to be? Said, if there's any way you can, could you paint me back into her arms again? Could you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there. Front yard swing, cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham, paint me a Birmingham, make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham. Oh, paint me a Birmingham.
My husband's currently out at an undisclosed area in the Middle East. I want to say I love him and the kids miss him.
My husband's in the military and we have a lot of neighbors that are gone right now.
It's hard. Not a lot of information. You wait 3 weeks for a letter and that's what you hang on to. My first deployment with him too, so.
He called her on the road.
It's been tough.
From a lonely cold hotel room. Just to hear her say I love you one more time.
I love you and I miss you and you're my hero. I love you, Bear.
When he heard the sound of the kids laughing in the background. He had to wipe away a tear from his eyes.
Okay, hey, you guys, come here. What do you want to say?
Little voice came on the phone. He said,
Daddy,
when you come home. He said the first thing that came to his mind.
I'm ready to cry.
I'm already there.
Now maybe I'll get him back sometime soon.
Take a look around.
Welcome dearly.
I'm the sunshine in your hair.
And I can't wait till he comes home.
I'm the shadow on the ground.
I'm an angel wife, my husband's over there.
I'm the whisper in
the wind. So comforting to have his pictures everywhere.
I'm your imaginary friend.
I miss him, and I'm praying for everybody over there.
And I know.
And we're all praying for him.
I'm in your prayer. Oh, I'm already there.
I wear his wedding band around my neck all the time, and I know he's with me, and I know he's out there doing his job, and it's the job he loves.
She got back on the phone.
We miss you. We love you.
I really miss you, darling. Don't worry about the kids. They'll be all right.
And kick the bad guy's butt, Daddy.
Wish I was in your arms.
Stay safe and be strong.
Lying right there beside you. But I know that I'll be in your dreams tonight.
This morning I had a dream about him, and I rolled over in bed and I was so excited to tell him. And then I opened my eyes and he wasn't there.
So turn out the light and close your eyes.
It's been really hard on my mom.
I'm already there.
Come home soon.
Don't make a sound. I'm the beat in your heart.
I'm proud to be an American.
I'm the moonlight shining down.
Thank you guys very much.
I'm the whisper in the wind. And I'll be there till the end.
I pray that you'll come home safely.
Can you feel
you
the
USA!
Love
USA!
That we share?
This is for Corporal Macy. He's a brand new father today of a 9-pound, 4-ounce, beautiful baby boy.
He may be a thousand miles apart.
Tell him to hurry home so we can get married.
But I'll be with you wherever you are.
Our daughter sleeps in his shirt, so... Yeah, she's only 2 years old, and she wears this big old huge T-shirt to bed every night. But she won't go to bed without it now, so he's gonna have a hard time getting it back when he gets home.
I'm already there. Take a look around. I'm the sunshine in your hair. I'm the shadow on the ground. I'm the whisper in the wind. And I'll be there till the end.
He's here, let me tell ya. Everything we do,
the love that we share,
and everything we say.
Oh, I'm already there.
Austin says he's in the car too.
Oh, I'm already
there. This is Master Gunnery Sergeant Garrett. This is his daughter. I'm very proud of him. He's been my hero. He's been my strength for my whole life. Just pray that everything's gonna work out.
Hi, Dad. I hope you're safe and I hope you come home safe and soon.
Long with a many a
So long, long.
2, you're number 1 for takeoff. Runway 25, get them home, boys.
All I ever wanted to do was fly, leave this world and live in the sky. I left the C-130 out of Fort Worth town. I go up some days, I don't wanna come down. Well, I fly that plane, call the angel flight. Come on, brother, you're with me tonight. Between heaven and earth, you're never alone. On the angel flight, come on, brother, I'm taking you home. I love my family and I love this land, but tonight this flight's for another man. We do what we do 'cause we heard the call. Some gave a little, but he gave it all. I fly that plane, call the angel flight. Come on, brother, you're with me tonight.
Come on, brother, you're with me tonight.
Between heaven and earth, you're never alone. On the angel flight, come on, brother, I'm taking you home. Come on, brother, I'm taking you home. Stars are bright. Feels kinda like church in here tonight. It don't matter where we touch down. On the angel flight, it's sacred ground. When I fly that plane, call the angel flight. Got a hero riding with us tonight. Between heaven and earth, you're never alone. On the angel flight, come on, brother, I'm taking you home. Come on, brother, I'm taking you home. Come on, brother, I'm taking you home. Come on, brother, I'm taking you.
but you never did think that it ever would happen again.
All right, I think we're going to call it a night here. Let me shut this thing down. And we had a few little screw-ups tonight, a little outside of what we normally do. I apologize for that. Susie B and Radio Doc there were diligent in calling it to my attention, so hopefully I can get the podcast cleaned up before it goes out, and it'll be a little better. So, all right, let's see. Susie B, you take showers, really? How about that? No, I'm just kidding. Okay, we've got, told you we're having a 9/11 memorial event tomorrow at the park in Vernon. So any of you guys that are local that are tuning in will come join us out there. I'll be there the full time from, I think it starts at 4:30. I'll get there about 4, and it'll be over probably around 7, something like that. Barbecue sandwiches. Flag retirement ceremony, a little patriotic program. So, all right. All that said, you guys have a great weekend. And you know what? Let me get my thingamabob here. I was not prepared. Wow. Stand by. There it is. All right. Now we can go. All right. We'll see you all Monday. Thanks for joining me.
It seems that you've changed in these past few days. Oh, when I try to kiss you, you just push me away. Now I don't know what's wrong, but I don't see how we can go on. I think your love for me is dying, and it's all over but the crying. I called you on the phone just to find out what was wrong, and the things you said made my suspicions real. You said tonight again you had to stay with this sick friend, but that story I'm not buying, 'cause it's all over but the crying. It's all over but the crying. I never would have thought you were lying. It sounded so true when you said I love you. Now I'll say my goodbye, 'cause it's all over but the crying. It's all